Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Savings based on optimized pricing. Actual savings may vary.
Welcome to the Travel Show. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, and Jumbo is the native Swahili greeting that I've been speaking. Of course, the getaway guru, fluent in all languages, including Swahili, just got back from an African safari. We've got a great show here today. Cruising is back, but with new restrictions and policies. I'll give you a report of our Africa Great Migration Safari and why our hotels dropping the housekeeping and maid services. I'll give you the history of Alcatraz. We'll be journeying to the Galapagos and my journey to the end of the world. I'm joined today by two of the travel experts from Columbus Travel in Bountiful, Utah, the sponsor of the travel show, John Potter and Carlos Fido.
Larry.
I do that on purpose, Carlos Fido. You know, I often talk about we got two dogs here. We got Carlos Fido, and John goes by Pluto. In fact, if you see him at the Utah Travel Expo, there he is smiling in his Pluto hat, which I think, John, is your happiest attire.
Absolutely.
Why don't you wear that during the week at Columbus Travel?
It's too hot and itchy.
Okay, very,
so,
very.
What do you want me to wear, Larry?
Your Quechua native outfit with spear. We'd love to have you join us here on the travel show today. You are the best part of the show, and your comments, suggestions, your recommendations, and of course your travel questions. 888-570-8010. That's 888-570-8010. And to our listeners in Texas and Florida, you actually hear this on a delay, so no point in calling that number, but you can always send us your questions and comments at info@columbusvacations.com. Well, we welcome all of you here today. I just got back from Africa. I'll be giving you a complete report. Now, right now, I've not shaved for 2 weeks.
Yeah, you look like a hobo.
I do. And, you know, I didn't shave on the Africa safari, and so I come back with this beard, a very manly beard, I might add, and my kids want me to keep it. I haven't decided if I look like Doc Tari, the African guide, or Larry the homeless. I'm kind of leaning to the latter.
Yeah, I am too, and I would listen to your grandkids. They'll be the ones to tell you the truth.
Well, it's going to come off tomorrow morning before church. I don't want my fellow parishioners at the congregation to pass out. Maybe pass out because I even show up.
Yeah.
But, hey, we've got a great show today. I think the biggest news, John, is that cruising is back in a very strong way. They're sailing out of the United States to the United States. Alaska is back, the Caribbean, and Mexico. But there are some new health and safety protocols. Everything has changed on this, even the kids' policy temporarily. Mm-hmm. John's going to give you a review, but we've got a great blog on the Columbus Travel website, ColumbusVacations.com, ColumbusVacations.com. In the upper right-hand corner, click on blog. And the very first one you'll see in the left-hand side of the homepage there is Cruise Lines COVID Requirements. Cruise Lines COVID Requirement. Also right next to it is a good list of where you can travel overseas. Where can I travel? So, John, first, what are the new health and safety protocols if you want to cruise? And this is for right now. Everything could change by next year.
Yes, and it also varies by cruise lines.
It could very well change by tomorrow.
It could. As of right now, all cruises departing from the U.S. are requiring everyone to have a negative COVID test done 72 hours prior to sailing. Even if you're fully vaccinated, which a lot of the destinations require that as well, you still need to have that negative COVID test.
Now, some of the cruise lines, and I think NCL, aren't they doing that test right at the pier on embarkation so you don't have to do that prior?
Norwegian Cruise Lines only is doing it at the pier at their expense, not your expense.
Thank you, NCL.
But all the others, you have to have it done before you get there because testing is not available.
All right, let me see
pier.
If I got this straight since I'm Larry the Homeless right now. You got to be fully vaccinated.
Yes.
And you have to bring proof of that. And a negative COVID test within 72 hours, not of your departure, but of your sailing.
So if the ship sails at 4 p.m. on Sunday, you need to have it done
Thursday.
Okay. Or Friday, just and so then, you get the results back.
Right. And then NCL, of course, is doing it
right at the pier.
Mm-hmm. Well, as far as sailing, it's back, but not as it was pre-pandemic. Mm-hmm. Where can we sail to and from the United States right now?
Right now, almost all of the cruise lines are sailing the Caribbean or the Bahamas. Alaska, most of the cruise lines are sailing right now. Mexican Riviera out of Los Angeles, 1 week from today, the Carnival Panorama will be the first ship sailing the Mexican Riviera.
Now, one thing to keep in mind, John, when you say that they're sailing the Caribbean and Alaska, mm-hmm. while that's true, they're not at pre-pandemic levels. The same number of ships are not sailing. It's on a reduced capacity.
They're only able to bring a couple of ships online per month. So I think Carnival is up to 4 or 5 ships sailing. Royal Caribbean, I believe, is starting their 8th this weekend. And so it's slowly coming back, but they're not filling to capacity. Right now, 60 to 70% occupancy. And for instance, Alaska, they're not stopping in Victoria, Canada, because that's closed. There's some ports that are still closed to visitors, and so itineraries are sometimes being changed.
Yeah, God save the Queen
to
Victoria. Thank you very much. I wouldn't mind if they bypassed Victoria, Canada. I love the Bouchard Gardens. I like going down to the marina, the iconic Empress Hotel, the Parliament Building, mm-hmm. as it's the provincial capital. But you get in at 6 or 7 o'clock, you leave at 11:30 or midnight, and that's a technical stop to make it. I think Congress, well, Congress doesn't do squat anyway, mm-hmm. but I wish they would just eliminate it's called the Passenger Vessel Services Act of 1884. Aren't we past that yet?
Yeah, I would think so, yeah.
I wish they'd and just skip that, give us more time in other ports, or spend a full day in Victoria and enjoy it.
Yeah, Victoria is a great stop, but you need more than 4 hours in the evening in Victoria.
You really do. Now, what I've seen, John, is that cruise lines are offering historic low fares, although I see them rising now as the ships are filling up, mm-hmm. and record promotions. Let's talk about Norwegian, Princess, and Royal Caribbean.
Mm-hmm. Norwegian, they're going to take $150 off the top.
Is that per person or cabin?
Per cabin.
There you go.
And then you get to choose your free-at-sea options. You get the beverage package.
That's the unlimited drinks, leaded or unleaded. Mm-hmm. There you go. Did you hear that, Carlos? Leaded drinks are included.
I love it. Yes. I got to go.
specialty dining.
Now, that you know, most of the cruise lines have an upscale dining. Mm-hmm. NCL has a Cagney Steakhouse, which is a Ruth's Chris wannabe.
Yeah. My favorite's Moderno's, which is a Rodizio Grill wannabe.
There you go. Okay, mm-hmm. what else? So we got the unlimited drinks, some specialty dining. What about Wi-Fi?
Free Wi-Fi up. It's usually 250 minutes of Wi-Fi.
On a one-week cruise.
Yeah, on a seven-day cruise. You get $50 per port shore excursion credit. And then the one that I think is the best deal and the most popular is you get second-person sails free. I mean, not sails.
Flies free, if you use the NCL
flies
Air.
Free, yes.
Very quickly, Princess and Royal Caribbean.
Royal Caribbean, you get $150 discount. Second passenger is 60% off. And Princess, you get the free gratuities, free unlimited drinks, and free Wi-Fi.
You know, one thing about the Princess open bar mm-hmm. is they do not assess a gratuity, which is usually about $130, $140 on a one-week cruise,
right.
with their free beverage. Now, on Norwegian, they do assess mm-hmm. that gratuity.
Yeah, so for alcohol drinkers, it's a great deal for Norwegian, not for non-alcohol drinkers.
Una más cerveza,
Princess,
por favor.
Yeah, Princess, a good deal for all.
Triple X, please.
Yes.
Oh, very, very good. Hey, one thing on Norwegian, because everybody has to be vaccinated, as they do on all the cruise lines, mm-hmm. but they are doing the negative COVID test at embarkation, right at the pier, mm-hmm. and it's very, very quick, is you don't have to wear a mask once you're on the ship.
Mm-hmm.
With the other cruise lines in the public areas, you do
public
have to,
indoor areas.
Public indoor yes. areas out by mm-hmm. the pool, where of course I spend most of my time at Muscle Beach. Mm-hmm. You don't have to wear that.
At the bar, you said at the bar, Larry.
That thank you very much. You know, there she blows when I do my belly flop into the swimming pool. Hey, just very quickly, I'd love to have you join me on my YouTube travel channel, youtube.com/getawayguru. Or just go to YouTube.com and in the search bar put Getaway Guru. I post one or two travel videos every week. Remember the big three. Subscribe, then turn on the notifications, which is the little bell that you'll see on your screen. And if you like the video, please give me a thumbs up. And Carlos, if you don't, just keep your opinion to yourself.
Thank you very much.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to head to the Great Migration with Bob and Penny, who have just returned from an African safari, right here on The Travel Show.
It's a new day, and it's coming at you fast. It could be the day your workforce doubles, or the day your visitors quadruple. With Comcast Business, you'll have what you need to take on every twist and turn, like the flexibility to control multiple Wi-Fi networks from anywhere, and the power of the nation's largest gig speed network, the one that can deliver gig speeds to the most businesses. Every day in business is a big day. We'll keep you ready for what's next. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with a powerful and reliable internet and voice solution starting at $64.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Learn more about how Comcast Business has innovative solutions to help your business be ready for what's next. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go to comcastbusiness.com today. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 35 megabits per second service and one voice line. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. Wi-Fi Pro Extra.
You don't want to mess with the IRS. They have the power to garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, and even take your home or business. That's all true. But thankfully, they're offering a way out. The Fresh Start Initiative. If you qualify, you could save thousands. The experts at Optima Tax Relief will fight to get you the best deal possible. And they have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau to prove it. Call Optima for your free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
For details, visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Did you know the arrow in Amazon's logo represents A to Z? Maybe the My Computer Career logo should represent unemployed to employed. Ryan was out of work when he started classes in March. In September, he started his IT career working for Amazon, making more money than he ever thought possible. Here's a prime opportunity. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your...
That's not how it happened.
So how did it happen, Lauren?
Listen to Murder in Illinois on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to The Travel Show on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. Just listen, and you'll know.
Welcome to The Travel Show. I'm Larry Gelbix, a.k.a. Doc Tari, African tour guide. Yeah, I just returned from Africa with a wonderful group of people, and I think they're probably listening. Some have paid me off not to mention their names. It's like, Mom, you really did that? But, hey, listen, our secrets are safe. What goes on in Kenya stays in Kenya. You know, there are some experiences in life that you can repeat. There are some experiences in life that are so unique, there's nothing like it anywhere else in the world. And you can do African safaris all over the continent, and there's a lot of good ones, a lot of good choices across Africa. There is nothing that is even in the same universe with the Great Migration, which you can only experience in Kenya and Tanzania in July, August, and September, where the animals, 1.5 million wildebeest, 500,000 zebras and others are on the move. Kenya is by far a better option than Tanzania. The infrastructure, the options, everything about it, I think is a much better opportunity. And of course, the highlight is up on the Maasai Mara, which is part of the Serengeti Plain. Well, I'm pleased to welcome Bob and Penny, who are actually here in Salt Lake City from Preston, Idaho. They're down to visit family. They just returned from Africa on the safari. Bob and Penny, welcome to the Travel Show.
Thank you so much. What a wonderful time we had.
You did have. Let me ask you this. How would you describe your experience on the Great Migration Safari that you booked with Columbus Travel?
It was amazing. Since I was a little girl, it's something that I've always wanted to do, to go to Africa. I don't know what it is about Africa, but it's just a dream vacation that I wanted to do. Some of the words that we could use to describe it, raw, serene, very beautiful, very educational, breathtaking, sensational. It took all of our senses to experience it, for sure.
Well, what were your, Bob, what were your expectations? This was your first trip on an African safari. What were your expectations, even hesitations, if any?
Well, being from Southern California, I saw myself...
So you grew up in the jungle.
Well, I drove down in the wild animal park and did those type of things and went to the zoo.
I was talking more about their politics.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Right. But anyways, can I tell you, it was just something that was just out of this world. And never in my life did I just anticipate being so close and feeling the feelings like I felt and still feeling safe. Sometimes we were 3 to 10 feet away from these animals that were live and that were wild, and it was incredible.
But you never do feel unsafe. Penny, did you have any hesitation about going to Africa?
No, I didn't. I was so excited to go. Not at all. We felt safe the whole entire time. We were very close to the animals. I had expected to be close to the animals, but to be so close to the animals, I know that... one of our cute guides, Jackson, he was so cute, and he drove us right up to a male lion, right like 3 feet away, and rolled down the window, and the sun was just coming up, and I have a really nice camera, so he was, but we were so close.
But you didn't feel unsafe.
No.
You know, the lions actually see the whole vehicle. They don't see you. You are not part of the food chain as long as you're in the vehicle. Now, if you were to jump out and say, a nice kitty, well, then all bets are off.
Right.
Let me ask you this, Bob, and then Penny, the same question. What is it about this great migration, and there's nothing like it in the world, did you enjoy the most?
You know, the thing that captured me the most was just the fact of how many animals were actually there and the purpose of each animal. You know, as you learn, as you experience this, you start seeing how each has a purpose. And I think we figured we saw over 24 different lions.
Male lions
at that. And as a result of that, we saw the food chain and how it worked, and we saw how each one had a purpose, and it was so welcoming.
It's, you know, you talk about the animals. On day 3, I counted that I had seen over 50 species, not including the birds. Penny, same question. What did you enjoy the most?
You know, that's a hard question to answer. I think that each thing was unique. I love the crossings. They were exhilarating. We saw some kills on the crossing, which were awesome. The amount of zebras and wildebeest, the noise, the dust. I loved the sunrises and the sunsets.
Oh, they're incredibly beautiful.
The colors were just magnificent.
Now, many people describe a safari as a life-changing experience. How was it for you? How did that just change your outlook?
Well, I was a guy that was in the back of the truck, these big safari trucks, and yet there was only 4 people there, and I was jumping from seat to seat, looking out both sides, watching the animals go from one side to the next side. It was just totally exhilarating. And the thing that really got me the most is that I actually saw a part of my wife that was just wonderful to experience nature and watch how it works. We were able to see a lot of, this was obviously the mating season, so we actually saw things that were really overwhelming.
It really is. Penny, comment on the quality of the lodges and the guides on one of our Columbus Travel safaris.
Oh, they were everything. Everything was awesome. I have nothing negative. There was no negative anything. Super knowledgeable. Our guides were so fun. They were knowledgeable. They were amazing. The lodging was perfect. I felt like the agenda was perfect because right in the middle, I think everybody was kind of getting a little bit tired. So we had a few hours just to relax and rest Everything was amazing. There was nothing that was negative.
You know, later in the show, I'll talk about where the lodges are located.
Centrally.
Yeah, right in the middle. For example, up on, on the Masai Mara in Serengeti, it's right there on the Mara River, right, which is exactly where you want to be during the Great Migration.
Absolutely.
And other lodges, which are nice lodges, have a 1 to 2 hour drive into the park. We've got about 1 minute left. Bob, who would you recommend this safari to?
You know, I would recommend anybody. Our grade, our age group went from 35 up to 65. Perfect. It was just great. Again, there it takes a you're always excited about everything, so you want to have a lot of energy because it starts early in the morning and it goes all the way till 7:30 at night. So there's never a dull moment. We ate on the range and it was just wonderful.
Penny, did you have a favorite animal?
Zebra.
Zebra. Bob?
I would have to say the giraffe.
Very good. Bob and Penny from Preston, Idaho, just returning from Africa. When we come back, we're going to be headed to the Masai Mara and Disney here on The Travel Show.
My girlfriend is really into fashion, and she's particular about what she likes. That's why I went to Shane Company for her engagement ring. I wanted to get it right, and I knew I definitely needed some help. So I met with one of their jewelry consultants. The only thing I knew going in was that she wanted a platinum ring, and her favorite color is pink. He showed me tons of ring settings in platinum. I learned it's a premium metal that develops a patina over time, and platinum makes a great family heirloom, which is really cool. We picked the perfect style for her. Then we looked at all the options for center stones. He told me that Shane Company is known for their vibrant, natural sapphires. I liked the idea of doing something totally unexpected, so I chose an awesome pink sapphire for the center of her ring. I knew I nailed it. My girlfriend, I mean my fiancé, said she couldn't
as U.S. forces withdraw from Afghanistan. I'm Cameron Fairchild, NBC News Radio.
iHeartRadio is the easy-to-use app for music and radio. Download the free iHeartRadio app today.
Jumbo, and welcome back to The Travel Show. We were just in Africa, in the Kenya, the Great Migration, with Bob and Penny from Preston, Idaho, who also are clients of John Potter. You finally got to meet them.
Yes, I was so excited to meet him face to face. I've talked to him on the phone many, many times.
And Jumbo is the native Swahili greeting. You hear it all over Kenya. Jumbo, Jumbo.
And when you go to Animal Kingdom at Disney
Same
World.
Same thing. Mm-hmm. Very, very good. By the way, next week, I will be in St. George, Utah, which is down on the Arizona-Nevada border at the Morris Travel Office, broadcasting live. Carlos and Sir John will be here in studio in Salt Lake City, but I'm going to take the show on the road to St. George, Utah. You are welcome to come into the Morris Travel Office. And we can have a live audience, and we're also going to keep the office open after the show in St. George. Drop by. I'd love to meet you. You know, we have so many listeners down in southern Utah, be it Cedar City, St. George, some large families out in Colorado City. I love to listen to the travel show. But that'll be next week. St. George, Utah, do stop by. You know, we were talking with Bob and Penny about this African safari, and I got to tell you, there is nothing like it. It's raw. It's primal. Great lodges. The food is good, but it's the experience when you're there. Now, we had a unique experience. By the way, on day one, we saw the so-called Big Five, which is the lion, the leopard, the buffalo, the rhino, and the elephant. And everybody wants to see the Big Five, but there are many more animals. One of my favorites is the cheetah. Kind of reminds me of how I run on the track myself.
That was 25 years ago.
That was more than that. We saw a lot of cheetahs. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting about the cheetah, it's the world's fastest land animal. It runs 70-plus miles an hour. And it gets up to top speed faster than a car can get to 70 miles an hour. Now, you know those black tear lines on either side of the cheetah's nose, there's an interesting function. Think of sports athletes like baseball players or football players who put the black under their eye, and they do that to cut down the reflection. Well, that's what the cheetah is. It keeps the sun out of the big cat's eyes when they're hunting. Also interesting is that the cheetah's claws don't retract like a lion or a leopard. They don't retract when they run. Instead, they act like cleats to help the cheetah attain top speed. But when they get to their prey, because the claws don't retract, you know, you'd see a lion jump on and then retract the claws to bring the prey down. The cheetah has to trip their prey and then pounce on the death claw, you know, the on the neck or with that. They can't go after the big animals, you know, like a grown wildebeest or a grown buffalo. They have to go after the smaller ones, the impala, some of the gazelles, or the smaller wildebeest. And so, whereas lions and leopards will ambush their prey, they will wait in ambush, and then there's a short chase, you know. And lions can get up to close to 50 miles an hour, but on a very short track. So lions and leopards ambush the prey, and they will burst into the herd and take whatever is closest, all right? Cheetahs are very different. They will, as they come up and as they stalk a herd, they will identify one animal. And they go after that one animal rather than just take what's ever out on the buffet. It's also when running, cheetahs use their tail to steer, much as a boat. And it's one of the longest tails on an animal. And they use it like a rudder would be used on a boat to keep the balance and help them turn. Now, we had a very interesting experience one day. We saw a herd of wildebeest. And which, you know, do you know anything about sheep, how dumb sheep are? You know, sheep make a car bumper look smart. Well, wildebeest make sheep look smart. These are just dumb, dumb animals. Anyway, so we're watching these two cheetahs stalking a herd of wildebeest. And you see them down slowly coming up, and then at a dramatic moment. And what made it interesting is there were two of them. Now, that is extremely rare because the cheetah is a solitary animal, much like the leopard. You rarely see two leopards together other than during mating season, but on the hunt, it's, you know, they're solitary, where lions attack as a pride. Well, these two cheetahs are down crouching, slowly moving through the grass, And then there's an explosive moment where it's like a rocket ship, and they'll explode out and be up to 70 miles an hour very quickly. Well, all H-E-double-L breaks loose in the wildebeest, and both of them got, and that was rare. Our guide shared with us that while it's rare to have two cheetahs hunting together, usually they're brothers that have grown up together from the same litter, and they just stay together. But when they hunt that way, traditionally, if there's two of them, they'll both go after the same animal, make sure they get it. Here, they each grabbed a different wildebeest, one of the smaller ones, you know, and you see the life and death struggle, and, you know, you root for the wildebeest, but you root for the cheetah, too. They have to feed, and the mothers have cubs waiting. Well, we saw mothers with their cheetah cubs, and it was just an incredible, incredible experience to be right there. And there is so much abundance of food. You know, in Kenya, there are over 50 game parks. None of them have fences. The animals can roam, and you'll be out there, and you'll be with the pride of lions and see a village off in the distance. But the predators aren't really moving. Why? It's like they're living in the grocery store. Why move out? And there's such an abundance of... And what's interesting, too, during the Great Migration, the lions and the leopards and the cheetahs, get picky about what they eat. Lions love, I mean, their favorite food is the zebra. But what they'll do with whatever prey they bring down, lions, leopards, cheetahs, they'll eat the hindquarters, the heart, and the liver, leave the rest. Now, when during the more lean times, when the Great Migration is not maybe in January or February, they'll eat the whole thing because food is a little bit more scarce. But they're picky eaters. The hindquarters, where all the muscle is, and they absolutely love the liver and the heart. Then they leave the rest, and the hyenas and the vultures and the jackals pick it so where it is down to the bone. A great experience. Now, it's not all predators and kills and eating. That's part of Africa. But there's so much more. The elephants, the giraffes. As I said, by day three, I had identified 50 species of animals, not including birds. I'm often asked about the Maasai Mara and the Serengeti. Well, Maasai is a tribe. There are 44 tribes and 44 languages in Kenya. The Maasai are one of the most famous because they live on the Serengeti. Now, the Mara, they speak the Ma language, spelled M-A-A, and Mara in their native language, Ma, means spotted plain. And we fly from Olpejeta Game Park, which is one of the four most famous in the entire country. We fly to the Mara on the Serengeti. And as you fly over it, John, you see clumps of vegetation. That's the spotted plain. And so they call it the Maasai Mara, which is the Maasai tribe that lives on the spotted plain, which is part of the great Serengeti. The Serengeti extends both in Tanzania and into Kenya. And again, Kenya is by far. And so the Mara right now is not a national park, but rather a national reserve belonging to the Maasai tribe. Now, the Maasai are easy to identify. They typically dress in, excuse me, in these red sheets or blankets with decorations. You'll see them, even if they're wearing Western clothes, over their shoulder they'll throw a tribal. It reminds me of Scotland, and the different clans have their own designs. And the different clans of the Maasai, they're always red. Sometimes, well, a few are blue, but they'll have a design. It's like a sheet or a blanket called a shuka. And if they're in a suit and tie, they'll be wearing their shuka over their shoulder. Now, what's also interesting is that men and women dress the same. Before the shuka, they wore animal skins, as most tribes did. They also are noted for these stretched earlobes. Now, unlike some tribes that'll have a disc in it or a wooden peg, the Maasai will string through the extended earlobes, rows of beads, or a single earring to weight it down. What is the number one prize? It's a cow. And men will spend their entire lives gathering cows. It's status, it's wealth. They'll trade things in cows. Traditionally, the Maasai were nomadic, and they would travel and take their huts everywhere. Now, because of water, the village often stays where it is, but the men and the boys will still wander with their herds nomadically. You've also seen them dance where they jump up and down, and there are some tall ones there. Most of the Maasai are polygamous. Many arranged marriages are common. And what's also interesting, because of a high infant mortality rate, children are not named until they're at least 3 months of age. And then the naming is not a private family, but a public official naming ceremony known as Enikipu Konoto. That's what they have, and the whole village turns up. Well, they dance when they sing, and for strength, they drink cow's blood. I'll take a Diet Coke in place of that. Well, every year we operate at Columbus Travel three of these great migration that are unlike anything else that you will see out there as far as a safari. Next year in 2022, We have departures from the USA on July 17th, August the 9th, and August the 20th. Very little space left. Most of them will have maybe six or seven spaces. The August 20th only has two spaces. By the way, that's the one that I'll be going. I may take a second one, but you'll have good guides there. Hey, listen, the Maasai Mara, the Serengeti, and a great migration safari. We come back. Why are hotels dropping maid service?
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. On that heavy shelf you hung yesterday. Turns out, you didn't use enough anchors. Wait, you didn't use any anchors? Now you've got an open floor plan. Trendy. And if you have the wrong home insurance, you could need a wall of money to fix this. So get home insurance with Allstate and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Did you know the arrow in Amazon's logo represents A to Z? Maybe the My Computer Career logo should represent unemployed to employed. Ryan was out of work when he started classes in March. In September, he started his IT career working for Amazon, making more money than he ever thought possible. Here's a prime opportunity. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
If you carry a handgun and use it in self-defense, you are probably going to be arrested. What happens next depends on the quality of training you received. If you're an untrained gun owner simply exercising your constitutional right, things are probably going to go badly for you. But if you are a member of the United States Concealed Carry Association, I feel much more optimistic about your future. We are safe, sane, responsible Americans providing handgun training to keep America safe.
USCCA.com.
At Morgan Jewelers, we make the impossible possible.
That's a strong statement, Taylor.
But it's true, bro.
Okay, example?
Yeah, we offer our own in-house financing. So as long as you have a job, we can approve you to get the diamond piece or the engagement ring you really want.
Ooh, good example. Yours today, a year to pay.
It's been our family's commitment since 19...
Me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You're listening to The Travel Show on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. Just listen and you'll know.
Welcome back to The Travel Show. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, joined by Carlos Fita and John Potter of Columbus Travel, the good sponsors of The Travel Show. You can contact Columbus Travel at 800-373-3328. That's 800-373-3328 or online at columbusvacations.com. And you can call this weekend, just leave a message for a callback on the message line. You know, some interesting things are happening, John, with hotels. We talked a couple of weeks ago about the evil resort fee, sometimes called a destination fee, which can add up to $50 or more. I've seen some $75 day. And it's rarely disclosed up front. Usually it's hidden where they say taxes and fees. Mm-hmm. And everybody assumes that's the government. Well, there is a new low with some hotels. It's they're doing away, even at upscale hotels. One individual, his name is Mark. No, not Mark Faldmo. But Mark booked a Hilton Grand Vacations at the Flamingo Hotel on the Hilton website. And nowhere was it disclosed that they are doing away with the daily housekeeping. But he has an option. If you want the housekeeper to clean up and tidy the room, $40 a day was reported. Now, that's on top of the resort fee. There is no fee that they don't want a nickel and dime. So the caution here is whenever you book a hotel stay, find out what is the resort or destination fee, if any, and are they providing housekeeping or maid services? And if so, is there a cost? Now, I will say generosity of the Hilton Flamingo astounds me because they said, well, if you want fresh towels, call us and we will bring those up.
Well, that's big of him.
That's really big of him. So just be aware of that. You know that I grew up in San Francisco, and I've always had kind of a fascination with Alcatraz.
Well, it's from all your time you spent there.
Thank you very much. That's where I met Carlos.
Yeah, I remember. We were in a striped pajama type of
That's
suit.
Right. Well, you know, it's an island there. It was named by a Spanish lieutenant, Juan Manuel de Ayala, and he named it La Isla de los Alcatraz, or the Island of Pelicans.
The birds.
The birds. And it was when the U.S. took over California. It was built as a military fort in the 1850s. In 1907, it became a U.S. Army prison. 1934, a U.S. federal prison. Now, you've heard of some of the famous guests. I call it San Francisco's first all-inclusive resort. It is beachfront. You do have you have a view of the ocean, either oceanfront or ocean view, and all meals are provided.
That's cool.
And there's good security there, too. How about Al Capone? He enjoyed his stay there. One thing about Al Capone is he played a banjo in an inmate band called the Rock Islanders with regular Sunday concerts for the fellow prisoners. Al Capone played the banjo. How about Machine Gun Kelly? You've heard of Robert Stroud, the Birdman of Alcatraz. What's interesting, he never had birds at Alcatraz. Now, at a previous prison, he did, but he enjoyed studying birds, but he never had them at Alcatraz. And the mafia man, Mickey Cohen, these are amongst a number of very famous guests.
Or my friends.
That's yes. Right. At the Alcatraz All-Inclusive Resort. What's interesting, too, is very strict rules, which I should have implemented in my own home. Complete silence, except when asked a question by the inmates. They were not allowed to speak unless directed with a question. No confirmed prisoner escapes. Emphasis on the word confirm. There were 36 attempts in the 29 years that it served as a federal prison. 23 of the 36 were captured. 6 met their great-great-grandfather early. They were shot by the guards and died. 2 were confirmed drowned. But the mystery is 5 were reported missing and presumed drowned. Do any of you remember the 1979 movie Escape from Alcatraz?
Oh,
it's a story of 3
yes.
prisoners where they, through the rotting concrete walls with sharpened spoons, they dug their way and hit it. And then they fashioned fake bodies in their beds. They even collected hair from the barbershop so the guards would see some hair sticking out. And they escaped and swam away. Now, their possessions were found floating in the San Francisco Bay, but no bodies were ever recovered. There is a natural current as the Sacramento River and the San Joaquin River converge into San Francisco Bay. There's a natural current or push out to the Pacific under the Golden Gate Bridge. And, of course, the authorities say, well, they must have been swept away to sea. But nobody ever heard from them. Well, it's an interesting story. By the way, if you want to visit Alcatraz, there's a lot of websites that will sell you tickets. Most of them are con artists. The only one that is authorized to actually sell the ticket is the National Park Service. And at NPS, make sure that NPS is in that and you don't buy it from one of these people who will give you the ticket plus a service fee. When we come back to hour number 2, I'm going to tell you how I will take you to San Francisco and Alcatraz. Yes, I'll be your personal host and tour guide right here on The Travel Show.
Hi, friends. Dan the Laptop Man here from PC Laptops. I get a lot of emails with feedback from customers. Here's one. Dear Dan, I just had the best experience ever. I bought a computer from Shane at your State Street store. I asked several what I thought were really stupid questions. Shane was super courteous and made me feel comfortable through the whole process. People need to understand how important it is to support a local company, especially when your experience is so good. PC Laptops really does love me. Signed, Satisfied. I love hearing feedback like that. It really just gives me the chills. It's the whole reason why I got into the computer business in the first place. You can get a brand new PC Laptops desktop for as low as $799, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. That means if anything goes wrong, we're going to take care of you. Just check us out at PC.
Taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Wi-Fi Pro Extra.
Or I should say Jumbo Jumbo, the native Swahili greeting that I've been using in Africa. I'm just back from Africa, and I still have my safari beard. I haven't shaved in 2 weeks. My kids want me to keep it, but I think it's going to come off tomorrow morning before church.
Has Kathy kissed you with that beard on there?
She has.
Wow.
She has. Mm. She has. Mm. Anyway, welcome back to hour number two of the Travel Show. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, joined by John Potter and Carlos Fita, two of the fearless travel agents from Columbus Travel. Just want to remind you that next week I will be in St. George, Utah, broadcasting the show live from the Morris Murdoch office, which is conveniently located at 595 South Bluff Street. That's one of the main drags there in St. George, Utah. We're going to have a lot of fun. The office will be open on Saturday. We hope that our Southern Utah listeners, please come in. We'll have a live audience, and at the breaks, I'd love to shake your hand and say hello, share some travel experiences. We'll also keep the office open after the show completes at 1 o'clock Mountain Time. And so that's next week. That'll be August the 24th. At the Morris Murdoch office in St. George, Utah, 595 South Bluff Street. Now, we were talking about Alcatraz before we left the last segment. What an interesting history that has. You know, there was an offer. They've tried to decide what to do with Alcatraz. One of the offers was to tear down the prison, build a resort casino. And what a horrible. The other, Corcovado, you know, like in Rio, the Christ statue, there was another proposal to do the Corcovado or the Christ statue like Rio right there. Well, that didn't go over too well either because some people objected to a Jesus statue down there in San Francisco. I will not comment on that. My hometown. Anyway, but then they decided, let's just leave it as the prison and the National Park Service. You can go out there and visit. And do remember that you want to buy your tickets only from the National Park Service. You Google Alcatraz tickets, and all of these sites will, some of them are just fraud, but others will sell you the ticket but add a $10 or $15 per person fee to the price of the ticket. You want the National Park Service website, NPS, for that. So, I'll be taking a group on my annual Pacific Coast cruise. We depart Vancouver September 25th, next year, 2022. It's a lovely time to spend on the Pacific Coast. And I love the itinerary, John. We were talking earlier about a full day in Victoria.
Yes, the full day in Victoria, you can see Bouchard Gardens in the daylight, the downtown area, the Empress Hotel. It's a beautiful area, and all day there. It's perfect.
There's nothing like the Bouchard Gardens anywhere
in the
world.
They even have a Chinatown. You can go to Chinatown there and then in San Francisco.
And you can decide which one is best. That's an easy choice right there.
San Francisco.
We leave from Vancouver. We spend the full day in Victoria. Then we turn out with a hard left rudder, so we hit the Pacific Coast, stopping in Astoria, Oregon, which is not on the coast, but up the river, Columbia River, with a paddle, and some of the most scenic Lewis and Clark country anywhere in the United States. We come back down the river and follow the coastline into my hometown, San Francisco, sailing right under the Golden Gate Bridge. And what's cool about it is we spend 2 days in San Francisco. I will be conducting my own tours in Victoria and San Francisco. Astoria, it's a walking town, and they have a trolley that takes you everywhere for like $6 for all day. That's what I like to do But I'll take you myself in Victoria and San Francisco, show you my San Francisco, some of the neighborhoods and the history. You'll get more information on Alcatraz, which is an option if you want to go out there. That's September 25th. And, John, there's something kind of interesting about the pricing. I'll give the lead price. Mm-hmm. This is exclusive of the cruise tax. If you call, we're on Royal Caribbean on the Serenade of the Seas, which is recently refurbished. That's a wonderful ship.
It really is. It is a beautiful ship, and it's been, as they call it, re-amplified.
Yeah. Now, if you contact Royal Caribbean direct, call them or on the website, the lead price is $604 plus tax. But if you call Columbus Travel,
$520.
Why is that?
We have a group rate on it. We was ahead of the game and got a group rate when the rates were a bit lower, and it's exclusive to us.
Locked in that, and it is exclusive. $520 plus tax. Now,
yeah.
I would recommend a balcony cabin, which is a few hundred dollars more,
mm-hmm.
but that's up to you. Love to have you join me. I'll be your personal host and tour guide September 25th, next year, 2022, Vancouver, Victoria, Astoria, Oregon, San Francisco, 2 days. Then we come out under the Golden Gate Bridge with another hard left rudder, and we'll be passing Santa Cruz, Big Sur, Monterey, Carmel, en route to Los Angeles. It's a one-week cruise. And when you go 1 week for $520.
Yeah, that's
the deal. Crazy. Okay, so lots of fun. Here's some tips to make your cruise go smoothly. First of all, arrive at the departure port the day before. Now, some exceptions on the West Coast, okay, I can take the early flight down there.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's out of Miami, take the red eye and get down there. But what I really like, as Carlos and I enter the advanced years of our age.
We are there,
yeah,
Larry.
Those red eye flights just wipe me out.
Mm-hmm.
So arrive at the departure port a day ahead of schedule. Pack a change of clothes, including your bathing suit, in your carry-on, some casual shorts. I'm assuming you're going to a warm weather cruise. Why do you want to do that, John?
Because it takes a while to get your luggage up to your room, usually 4 in the afternoon before it arrives. And that way you can go hit the swimming pool and start enjoying the cruise.
The other thing I like to do is walk the public areas of the cruise ship.
Oh, yes.
And I want to know where the elevators are because... and what floors they go to. Not all elevators go to every floor.
Mm-hmm.
Don't overpack.
That's the key.
What I always tell people is the day before you go, put your suitcase out on your bed, put all your clothes and all your money, cut your clothes in half and double your money, and you're going to be good. Bring extra toiletries like sunscreen, aspirin, Band-Aids. You can get them on a cruise ship, but they're going to cost you.
Yes.
Quite a bit. I usually go to the buffet on the first day, but I'm starting to skip it now. I mean, it's a great place to go, but it is packed.
Mm-hmm.
Check to see if there are other restaurants that are open. Now, John, most cruise lines have a Facebook page, don't they?
They do.
What's the advantage of joining? Say I'm going on Norwegian Cruise Line.
Mm-hmm.
What's the advantage of me joining the NCL Facebook page?
You get to meet other people before you even go that are on the same cruise from all over the world.
And they'll give you advice, who've been on, hey, I was on this cruise last week.
Yeah.
And they'll give you the advice. Now, John, I'd like you to comment, why sign up for dining and activities before you get on the ship?
There's just so many available, and if people do that when you get to the cruise ship, you're going to have much fewer to choose from, if any. They could all be gone by the time you get to the ship.
Don't feel like you have to do it all.
No.
Schedule some downtime. Now, the other thing you want to do is they give you a little port newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
It always has the ship's contact. Every cruise line has a port contact, be it Seattle or Ketchikan or Civitavecchia or Hong Kong. Who is handling them in the port?
Mm-hmm.
Carry that with you. I was with a group. We stopped in Phuket. We're sailing from round trip from Singapore and stopped everywhere. And we went out to Pangong Bay. And we got delayed coming back. Well, our local guide, I said, call this number. Because we were going to be late getting back to the ship. And he called the number, turned out to be a friend of his, and just said, we're coming back. We have 70 people. Don't leave without us. And it saved us from missing the ship. The other thing is, John, why keep your phone in airplane mode out on the ship?
Because it will download, if it does any of your downloads, it's going over the ship's satellite system at like $3 a minute. And you can have a very expensive bill if you don't do that.
Now, if you get a spa treatment or drinks, a gratuity is expected. But check your bill. What a lot of most cruise lines are doing now is automatically adding a gratuity for the drink or spa. Now, if you want to tip them twice, and they will leave it blank.
Oh, yeah.
Because some people don't check on that. I also think download the cruise app.
Yes.
You know what's going on. And lastly, consider travel protection coverage. And always book through a professional travel advisor. Now, when we come back, we're going to be having David Torres, General Manager for Latin Travel Collection, live from Quito, Ecuador, here on The Travel Show. And we're going to Galapagos and Quito, Ecuador. Stay tuned.
At Morgan Jewelers, we make the impossible possible.
That's a strong statement, Taylor.
But it's true, bro.
Okay, example?
Yeah, we offer our own in-house financing. So as long as you have a job, we can approve you to get the diamond piece or the engagement ring you really want.
Ooh, good example. Yours today, a year to pay.
It's been our family's commitment since 1914.
I suppose we do make the impossible possible.
Find the location nearest you at MorganJewelers.com.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Utah Army National Guard. Aired by the Utah Broadcasters Association and this station.
Did you know the arrow in Amazon's logo represents A to Z? Maybe the My Computer Career logo should represent unemployed to employed. Ryan was out of work when he started classes in March. In September, he started his IT career working for Amazon, making more money than he ever thought possible. Here's a prime opportunity. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. On that heavy shelf you hung yesterday. Turns out, you didn't use enough anchors. Wait, you didn't use any anchors? Now you've got an open floor plan. Trendy. And if you have the wrong home insurance, you could need a wall of money to fix this. So get home insurance with Allstate and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Just off Kimball Junction and explore their wide array of quality vehicles and for your chance to win this incredible piece of cooking equipment.
You're listening to The Travel Show on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. Just listen you'll know.
Welcome to The Travel Show. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, joined by the two travel experts from Columbus Travel, the good sponsor of the show, Carlos Fina and John Potter. You can talk to any and all of the travel folks at Columbus Travel Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, Mountain Time, 800-373-3328. That's 800-373-3328 or online at columbusvacations.com. Well, Carlos, we're pleased to have one of your amigos join us. David Torres, General Manager, Latin Travel Connections, that you work with on our Ecuador and Galapagos program. And we're talking to David live from Quito, Ecuador. David, bienvenidos a Travel Show.
Hello. Thank you so much for the welcome. Hi, Carlos. Larry, how's everything going?
Doing fine, David. Enjoying the hot weather.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I can't imagine summer.
Now, David, we have a Columbus Travel Galapagos program that Carlos will be hosting October 18th of this year. Why is this particular tour, which includes Ecuador, Quito, Otavalo, Why? Yes, of course, the Cotacachi, which I'd like you to explain a little later in our conversation. Why is this tour different from so many of the Galapagos programs that you see?
Well, first of all, Galapagos in the last year has had a huge blossoming in the nature and the flora and everything there, precisely because there wasn't that many people traveling around, and the people of the locals there were very closed off because of the situation of the pandemic. But it happened that I feel that now today, especially after all this sort of break that had the islands had, now it's just a great time to go and explore all these islands. The animals are just everywhere. They're literally taking over the trails. It's very hard now not to see every single one of your like bucket list animals that all the people want to see when they head to Galapagos. It is the perfect time. There aren't that many people there too, which makes it more enjoyable. And of course, the tour that we have set up is one of the best highlights of everything, including some of the highlights in and around Quito and continental Ecuador. But also when we visit the Galapagos, I feel there's a lot more space, a lot more freedom. It gives you a chance to see and explore for yourself while staying in some of the best hotels. And of course, exploring some of the best sites, some of the coolest beaches, very cool snorkeling activities. All these things make it up for one of the best vacations.
Well, talk about the Galapagos Islands, David, and I say maybe it's like the Garden of Eden used to be. The animals have never learned to fear man. And on my visits to the Galapagos, you can walk. I mean, they walk right up to you. Now, one of the things, Carlos, I like about this particular tour is, you know, we've done the liveaboard boat, and there's nothing wrong with that. We've enjoyed our trips.
No.
But, Carlos, here you'll be staying in hotels and then going out to different islands, Carlos.
That's correct. You know, we have a catamaran. First of all, we are a very small group. We cannot fit more than 21, 22 passengers. That's the max that we can take. Number two, we go on a catamaran from island to island. This is a new program. It's a hop on, hop off to three different islands. So we see everything that is worth seeing in the Galapagos. David, what do you think about, you know, tell me a little bit more about your catamaran, how this is going to work for us.
Absolutely. First, let me point out that this is the fanciest catamaran available in the Galapagos, so that's definitely a highlight right there. The ship was made in South Africa by Robertson and Kane, and we brought it quite recently. I think it was the last trimester of 2018. So it is. It's brand new. It's had very little circulation in the islands, and of course the ship is. It makes it very special. You can move around. There's a lot of space, and then once you go around the islands, of course, there's different things that you will see around that you usually cannot see while you're on other ships, mainly because of the sound of the engines that they make when they're running around. So
now,
that makes it very special.
Another thing that I think is very important for us on this particular tour is that we land in Baltra, you know, the island where the airport is, and then we go over to your beautiful hotel, the Ikala Hotel, which I have a stay there last February, and I loved it. And then we start sailing from place to place, but we do not just sail. We stay in a hotel in two different islands besides the main island. Is that correct?
That's right. We will also visit Santa Cruz and Floriana Island on the trip.
We're talking to David Torres, General Manager, Latin Travel Connection, that he and Carlos Fita collaborate on just an incredible Galapagos and Ecuador tour. Now, whilst in Ecuador, of course, Colonial Quito, one of my favorite cities in South America, the middle of the world monument, which is the equator, and Otavalo. David, we've got about 2 minutes left. Would you briefly talk about Otavalo, and then I want to take us to Cotacachi.
Oh, right. Absolutely. So, Quito is fantastic. Great food, incredible vibe. The city itself is just gorgeous. And Otavalo, oh my gosh, this is the biggest indigenous handicraft market in South America. And while you might see other ones in Central America, in Peru, The one in Otavalo is just mind blowing. There are so many different things you can buy, you can feel, you can taste. It's just out of this place. It's amazing. The place around Otavalo is also beautiful too. It's actually one of my favorite regions of Ecuador. I hope one day I could have the money and buy a place and maybe even retire somewhere over there. But it's just a beautiful scenery, gorgeous landscapes. It's just gorgeous. And it actually happens that Cotacachi, one of the stops in our tour, is also fairly close to Otavalo. And this is considered the leather capital of the country. Here we have people working with leather from hundreds of years ago. Various generations, various families that have been developing their crafts. You can buy shoes, you can buy jackets.
It's a great place. We're speaking to David Torres, General Manager, Latin Travel Connection. The tour that David and Carlos have put together, that Carlos will be leading, and perhaps we even get to meet David while we're down there, is Departs the U.S. on October 18th. You can get all the details at columbusvacations.com, columbusvacations.com. David, mucho gusto.
Thank you so much.
Thank
mucho
you.
Mucho gusto.
When we come back, we're going to be headed to Oberammergau and Hawaii.
See you, David.
I thought I wanted an engagement ring, but when my boyfriend and I started making plans for the future, we decided to visit Chain Company. We couldn't believe their huge selection of unique rings, all created by the designers at Chain Company. Halo styles, vintage looks, floral designs, there were just so many to choose from. Our jewelry consultant showed us one of their new French pavé rings. Oh my gosh. I tried it on and I knew instantly it was the ring for me. A simple band covered in diamonds. For the center stone, I chose a stunning oval-shaped diamond. I was surprised I was drawn to such an elegant ring, but wow, it was just so beautiful. I couldn't get over all the sparkle. Then we looked at wedding bands. I found a gorgeous band to complement my engagement ring, and my boyfriend found a classic wedding band he really liked. I'm so happy we found the perfect...
And for third doses, targets people who are immunocompromised. Cameron Fairchild, NBC News Radio.
iHeartRadio is the easy-to-use app for music and radio. Download the free iHeartRadio app today.
Welcome back to the Travel Show. Carlos, that was a very interesting segment about your Ecuador and Galapagos tour.
Yeah, I'm so excited to go again and jump from island to island and see what there is to see there. Even though I have been... How many times have we been there, Larry? I mean...
No lo sé.
Many times.
Yeah, so, yeah. Well, you're practically a resident. I think you vote down there. Hi, I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru. Welcome back to the Travel Show. I'm joined by John Potter and Carlos Fita, two of the travel experts at Columbus Travel. You can talk to any and all of the experts there at Columbus, 800-373-3328. That's 800-373-3328. I also want to invite you to join me on my YouTube travel channel. It's doing very well, youtube.com/getawayguru, and that'll take you right to it. And if or just youtube.com, and then you have to go to the search bar and type in Getaway Guru. Remember the big three, subscribe. And what subscribe means, then you turn on all the notifications. You're not going to be getting emails or things like that. What it does is the next time you sign in, if there's a new travel video that we've posted, it will simply tell you of that. And if you like the video, please give me a thumbs up. You know, it's very interesting how YouTube rates websites. There's the following criteria. How many subscribers? How many clicks onto your video? And the third is quite interesting. How long do they stay? John, are they clicking in or out? Do they stay for half the time, all of the time? And so I hope that you will subscribe, youtube.com/getawayguru. And I hope that you'll click on my videos and let them play. They're good videos from all over the world. We post one or two a week, and in the coming weeks, I'll be posting some of my Africa travels for that also. John, we were talking earlier in the show about cruise promotions. Historic low fares. We talked about that, my Pacific Coast cruise. You save over $100 if you book it direct. We have group rates on that and a lot of them. But there are promotions right now. Why don't you quickly cover, say, Norwegian, Princess, and Royal Caribbean?
Okay, Norwegian, you get the $150 discount off the top, and then you get the free at sea, so your free beverage, dining, shore excursion credit, Wi-Fi. Second person flies free, and on select cruises, third and fourth passengers sail free. Princess, you get free gratuities, free drink package, and unlimited Wi-Fi. And Royal Caribbean, $150 off the reservation, plus second passenger is 60% off.
No show would be complete without a Disney update. John, what's going on in the wonderful world of Disney?
Walt Disney World, October 1st, they're starting their 50th anniversary, their golden anniversary. 50 years since it's been open. It's amazing. But they announced that the Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas Time parade and fireworks that they do at a private event that you can purchase to go into is going to be up for sale and going this year. It was not going last year because of the pandemic. It's going to be on select nights, November 8th through December 21st. It goes from 9 p.m. until 1 a.m., and I have been to this party several times, and it is a blast. And they limit the number of people that can go in, so the ride lines are not very long. Plus, you get some free treats and entertainment, and it snows along Main Street. It's just a great time.
You know, Hawaii, John, remains a very popular destination right now. Mm-hmm. You do not have to have the negative COVID test prior to departure if you've been fully vaccinated.
Right.
You still have to go to the, what's it called, the Hawaii
Safe Travel,
Safe Travel app. So there's some registration that your travel advisor could easily walk you through. You know, I was looking at some things. Do you have a favorite island in Hawaii?
Kauai.
Carlos?
No, I like Oahu.
You like it? Well, I like Kauai, too. I refer to Waikiki as the Tijuana of the Pacific, but I do that with affection. I love Waikiki.
Oh, I do, too.
Interesting. Hawaii has 152 islands and atolls stretching over the vast reaches of the Pacific, 8 major islands, but 152 total. Now, we've talked about the other islands of Polynesia, French Polynesia, which is the Society Islands, Tahiti, Morea, Bora Bora, the Tuamotus, the Marquesas, the Astrolls, and the, what's the last one? Gambier.
Okay.
Islands. 118 islands. What's interesting is people talk about the Tahitian Islands. There is no such thing. Why?
No. Tahiti is one island.
One island of 118 in French Polynesia. Tonga. 170 islands. They're known as the Friendly Islands, and there's 4 main islands, Tonga Tapu, Ha'apai, Vava'u, and Eoa. And I've been to I've been to 3 of the major islands. I haven't been to Eoa, but I have so enjoyed my travels through the Kingdom of Tonga. It's a kingdom. They have a king. And then Samoa, you have, of course, both Western Samoa, capital city Apia, and American Samoa, a territory of the United States, with their capital in Pangopango. There are only 16 Samoan islands, 7 in America and 9 in Western Samoa. The 2 major ones, Upolu and Savai'i, and I've been to both of those and some of the others. Then we come to the island group that has the most, Fiji. I love Fiji. Technically, it's not part of Polynesia. It's part of Melanesia. But we associate it with the Polynesian islands. There are actually 840 islands and islets and atolls. But that's a total. Some of them are you can't manage on. So there's really about 300 real islands, a total of 840, but 300 real islands, of which only 1/3 are inhabited. There are 100 inhabited islands, 200 uninhabited. What's really fun is you can charter a sailboat or a boat with a captain and a crew and go to your own uninhabited island. You know, you'd probably, and some of them you can actually sleep on the land. They'll come back and pick you up or sleep on board, but you can go Adam and Eve on your private island.
Exciting.
And it's scattered over 1 million square miles of the Pacific. Now, the two main, the main island, Viti Levu, that's where all the action is for that. But let's talk about Hawaii. It is an exceptional good bargain right now. We're still in the hot summer months, but let's look at wintertime. Mm-hmm. Early November, and I'm going to use Salt Lake. I know that we broadcast into Utah, Idaho, Wyoming, Colorado, Arizona, Nevada, Texas, and Florida. But in the interest of time, let me just use Salt Lake. And there are similar deals from other gateway cities. How about 6 days, 5 nights? You can extend this if you want. Round trip air, taxes and fees at a Sheraton hotel, the Sheraton Princess Kailani, $789.
Wow.
That's per person double occupancy. John, I totaled this up. If you were to do the air separately and the hotel separately, it's $1,296 per person. When you buy them together as a package, the price goes down. Why?
You're getting the wholesaler, the tour operator fares. I call them wholesale prices that are private, that you have to put something with them, but the airlines don't sell them just by themselves. You get the better deal packaging it together.
Yeah, I call them secret airfares. The actual name is what you said, a tour operator fare. They're given to just a handful of travel companies, a handful of them. Now, in Utah, where we broadcast from, I'm aware of two travel companies that have access to them, Columbus Travel and Morris Travel. And that's where that you want to make sure you have access to these secret airfares. And I call them secret because if you were to call Delta Airlines general reservations, they don't know anything about them. They can't sell them to you. They'll sell you a $688 fare. Mm-hmm. But when you package it together, the airlines discount it to Morris Travel and Columbus Travel if it's packaged with something else so that the price is hidden. $789. Now, the only thing that's not included is the evil resort fees, which have to be paid in person on the spot. And that's true with all of the hotels there.
Yes.
So rates start at $789. I was looking at early November, November 4th in particular. Rates do vary by departure date and are subject to availability and change at the time of booking. But that's air and a Sheraton hotel. Now, as far as insider tips on booking Hawaii, John, I've put together these five. One is use the secret airfare.
Yes.
Number two, make the decision, am I going to visit one island or two? What are your guidelines for that?
Depends on how much time you have. If you're there for a week, it's hard to do two islands.
Yeah.
It can, but it's hard.
Now, number three, you want to be aware of parking fees and resort fees and extra person charges if you put a third or fourth in a room. Mm-hmm. The parking fee can run $30 to $50 a day. The resort fee can run anywhere from $30 to $75 a day.
Right.
You just want to be aware of these. Number four, book your activities before you go. You know, the Polynesian Cultural Center sold out through the rest of the summer.
Yeah, it is.
And some of the activities and restaurants. My favorite restaurant, Mama's Fish House on Maui, booked for dinner through the rest of the summer.
I'd be okay with that.
They're very good. Your favorite seafood is a T-bone.
Yep.
And number five right now, do you really need a rental car? During the pandemic, car rental companies sold off their fleet, shipped the cars back to the mainland, and right now you're paying anywhere from $200 to $400 a day. So if you don't really have to have it, then you want to not get it. Let's see. When we come back, I want to talk about a Europe tour that I'll be hosting to Oberammergau, I put this most unique itinerary together. And I'm going to talk about Iceland and Greenland. I'll be taking a sailing there. That one, John, is selling very well.
It really is. It's
the first in the history that I can remember. All that and more right here on The Travel Show. And just a reminder, we will be broadcasting live from St. George, Utah, the Morris Travel Office at 595 South Bluff Street. Plan on stopping by. When we come back, more of The Travel Show.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. On that heavy shelf you hung yesterday. Turns out, you didn't use enough anchors. Wait, you didn't use any anchors? Now you've got an open floor plan. Trendy. And if you have the wrong home insurance, you could need a wall of money to fix this. So get home insurance with Allstate and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Did you know the arrow in Amazon's logo represents A to Z? Maybe the My Computer Career logo should represent unemployed to employed. Ryan was out of work when he started classes in March. In September, he started his IT career working for Amazon, making more money than he ever thought possible. Here's a prime opportunity. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You can start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
NMLS 1817019.
Will you trade a couple hours of time to save tens of thousands in interest and pay your mortgage off sooner? LendRight Mortgage has a simple two-step formula to help you do just this. Step 1, lower your rate by as little as 0.25%. Step 2, keep making the same mortgage payment you make right now. Doing these two simple things will pay your mortgage off sooner and slash the interest you'll pay. Use LendRight Mortgage's Freedom Loan to cover 100% of your refi costs. So, your savings start on day one. With APRs as low as 2.59% for 30 years and 1.95% for 15, call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com. Choose our Freedom Loan
as the gym of choice to get and stay healthy. Off the freeway in American Fork. Mention KNRS and try your first week free.
You're listening to The Travel Show on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. Just listen and you'll know.
Welcome back to The Travel Show, the best 2 hours in radio. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, joined by two of the travel experts from Columbus Travel, the good sponsor of the show, Carlos Fita, which is all things Latin America, and John Potter, which is all things Disney, cruises, Hawaii, Mexico, and just about everything. And we've got a great staff there. They're all highly qualified for your next vacation. And do visit the Columbus Travel website, columbusvacations.com. There's some search engines there for land and air programs and cruises. And you can do your own investigation on the cruises, but then call Columbus Travel because there are often amenities and extras that we can throw in that do not come up on the website there. We've talked about a lot of interesting things. I want to remind you of the Pacific Coast, Canada, and Golden Gate cruise that we talked about earlier, Vancouver, Victoria, Astoria, 2 days in San Francisco, and then down to Los Angeles. That departs September 25th of next year. It is a fantastic experience, and yes, I will be doing the commentary on the tours and take you and show you my California and Victoria and those. We talked earlier, John, about Iceland and Greenland. Mm-hmm. That is, I say, is for travelers, not for mere tourists. It'll be with Norwegian Cruise Lines, a 12-day cruise. We sail round trip from Reykjavik, Iceland, making 4 stops in Iceland, 2 in Greenland. I mean, who do you know that goes to Greenland? It'll be one of the great experiences. I did some checking. In my 40-plus years in the travel business, this is the first time I've seen Iceland and Greenland paired together. Sometimes you'll see a transatlantic cruise spend a few hours in Reykjavik, the capital of Iceland. with a population of just 360,000 people, and it is an adventure wonderland. The waterfalls, the national parks, the active volcanoes is just mind-boggling. John, why is this doing so well? What is the appeal to people of Iceland, Greenland?
I think it's something different. People are wanting to go somewhere that they have not been, somewhere that sounds exciting. And, I mean, who does not want to go to Iceland? I mean, I've always wanted to go to Iceland. And so I think that's the big draw, plus the price. I mean, you can't go wrong with that price.
You know, it's interesting. They have a two-for-one airfare. The first person on the NCL Air pays a discounted price, and it's lower than buying the air on your own.
It is.
The second person pays what?
Free.
Free. Pays nada. And let me give you what I call the effective airfare. That's buy one, get one free for two people. Out of Salt Lake, $550. By the way, the airfare is normally about $1,300.
Mm-hmm.
$550 Salt Lake Reykjavik. For our listeners in southern Utah and Arizona, northern Arizona and the Las Vegas and Mesquite area of Nevada, $500. Out of El Paso, $580 El Paso to Reykjavik. For our Florida listeners out of Orlando, $450.
Mm-hmm.
It's a two-week cruise. 12 days, 11 nights.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be offering a pre-cruise two-night in Reykjavik and to see some things you don't see on that. That departs July 25th of next year, which happens to be my birthday. Mark that down. Gifts are appreciated, Carlos.
Cash only.
Cash in small, unlocked bills. July 25th. Now, the Pacific Coast was September 25th. This is July 25th, and you don't want to miss that. By the way, do you have any more space on your Alaska cruise?
I do.
That's this year.
This year, September 19th to the 26th, rates starting at $799, and we still have space for the excursions as well.
Now, we've talked previously about the Oberammergau once every 10 years, the history of it dating to 1634. We had some Oberammergau tickets for September of 2022. And that we had the hotels in the Oberammergau area, the Passionspiel tickets. And I was charged with putting together the ultimate Europe tour. Now, the first thing, just like South America, is you can't see it all. Mm-hmm. You just can't do that. Mm-hmm. But I put together my dream itinerary for the Passion Play that will include Italy, Germany, Austria, Switzerland, and Liechtenstein. Liechtenstein is the sixth smallest country in the world, and it's an alpine country of castles. An independent sovereign nation. We'll see the Matterhorn. We'll be taking a train through the Swiss Alps. We'll see Leonardo da Vinci's Last Supper painting there in Milan and Munich. And I mean, Neuschwanstein, which John, you will remember, is mm-hmm. the
Disney
castle that
yeah.
patterned after the Sleeping Beauty castle
in Disneyland. It's
a great one. We leave September 9th next year. And all the details at columbusvacations.com. And very briefly, Carlos, we have some changes at Machu Picchu.
Yes, the government now has set some new rules, and you can visit Machu Picchu only 800 persons per day instead of 2,400. This is a major
change.
Cut
two-thirds out.
Correct. So many people are left without a ticket, and they cannot visit Machu Picchu. That's too sad.
And that's another reason to go with your tours at Columbus Travel, Empire of the Incas. You'll be guaranteed a ticket
that's
to
right.
Machu Picchu.
Correct.
Well, listen, a reminder that I'll be broadcasting live from St. George, Utah at the Morris Travel Office, 595 South Bluff Street. The office will be open. Do stop by for a great time, and we'll see you next week right here on The Travel Show.
Attention neuropathy sufferers. Amazing research has now shown that neuropathy symptoms can be reversed in as little as 1 week. Laura, a 58-year-old bus driver had advanced neuropathy in her feet that caused severe aching, burning, and throbbing, which made it very difficult to sleep. She felt like she had razor blades on the inside of her feet that were constantly on fire. So Laura came to True Health for help, and within 3 weeks, she was gaining the sensation back in her feet, and the pain and burning were drastically improving. She was sleeping all night and waking up without pain. She was able to drive the bus again and no longer needed addictive pain medications. So if you're tired of living in pain, then call 801-441-2266. The first 25 people who call 801-441-2266 will receive a full exam and in-depth consultation.